In everyday life, I am your equal. We support each other. It doesn't matter how much taller you are. We always talk at eye level. But when the bedroom door shuts close, we play a game. You're in control, and I serve you, taking care of all your needs, being such a good girl for you. You praise me when I do well, punish me when I don't. You know my limits and my tells. They give you the freedom to take what you need from me. What is yours? I am yours tonight. And I want to make you feel good. Let's give in to our shared urges that are not exactly mainstream. We do our little ritual to slip into the headspace each of us needs. I take an hour, or maybe two, in the bathroom to prepare myself to be perfect for you. Smooth skin, simple, elegant makeup, stockings, a garter belt, panties, and matching bra. The smell of my perfume mixed with my arousal and anticipation for what's to come. Dressed for sex. To finish, a slim leather collar that means that I am yours. A shiver goes down my spine as I fasten it around my neck. Meanwhile, you prepare the bedroom. Candles and music. Carefully chosen tools placed on the drawer beside the bed. By crafting a scene in your head, you clear your mind from the events of the day. I enter the bedroom. You order me to undress, and I smile, unwrapping the gift I have prepared for you. The imbalance of you still wearing your clothes excites me. Your uninhibited gaze wanders over my body, taking in my form. I shiver. Oh. As you suddenly grab my neck, gently but firmly, reminding me of who's in charge. You tell me to kneel and open my pretty mouth. I obey happily. You're so incredibly sexy when you're giving me orders. I look up at you through hooded eyes, and you see the love and dedication in my gaze. The willingness to please. I unfasten your belt, unzip and lower your trousers, facing your crotch encased behind black boxers. I lower these as well. And in a dash of mischief, I slowly lick from tip to base, along your shaft, and cup your balls, teasing you a little. What do you need tonight, sir? Slow and sensual. Or fast, deep, and messy. You grab my hair and move my head at your pace. Show me how you want it. Ruin my makeup. Make me choke on your cock. I give you everything I have. You are in control. Throw me on the bed and pound me into the mattress. Take me in every position. Spank me. Bite my pretty nipples. Make me come for you again and again until I beg you to stop because I can't take it anymore. But you know that I can, and you push me further. No matter how exhausted I am, I will make you come so hard in return, and I will come for you. Once our thirst is satiated, I lie there spent and happy. My mind registers all the spots of my body that have become a little sore from your primal need. Feeling the marks of your hand upon my skin. The pain in my wrists from where you pinned me down. The imprint of your nails in my hips and breasts from where you squeezed. The rings around my throat from where you held me down as you fucked me harder, as you speared me. Your flesh beneath my nails. The phantom pain in my cunt from where you speared me filled me. Stretch me to the brim and split me in half. I cherish each and every one of them. I will feel you still tomorrow, and a memory will put a smile on my face wherever I go. You hold me close as I rest my head upon your chest, stroking your larger hand with mine. You cage me in your arms like a cloak, my armor against the world. I nuzzle your neck. The smell of musk and sex fills my every sense, and I am safer than I have ever been. But I know that it is not as easy for you to reach that post-climactic glow. Sometimes, you start questioning yourself, if this is all right, what you did. If you are a bad person because hurting me turns you on. In these moments, you are at your most vulnerable. You feel like falling into an abyss. I am here to catch you when you fall. Always, I hold you, caress you, kiss you, and assure you that I want all of the things that you do to me. I not only crave them, I need them. Not just physically, but on a spiritual level. Dark necessities are part of my design. One that penetrates my very psyche and leaves a resounding mark that I can never erase. It is a part of you. You are a part of me. Nothing that makes us feel so good could ever be wrong. This intoxicating mixture of lust and pain. This is for us alone. Your urges match mine. Your darkness counters mine. And we complete one another. Do not ever feel guilty or bad about this. You are perfect as you are. When you are dominant, it turns me on like nothing else in the whole wide world. It nourishes me. It feeds me. It gives me sustenance. It gives me life. Don't you dare stop being rough with me. Don't you dare hold back. Just be yourself. You feel like a freak? Let's be freaks together then. I don't care what others think. Our happiness should be the only point of reference. And being a good girl for you makes me happy. Very, very happy. I am yours. I am yours, sir. Your good girl. Now and forever. Always. And I wouldn't have it any other way.